This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, it is time to indulge ourselves with the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey.
Hey, what's up?
Did you ever think about some music to introduce you with?
Not really. You could surprise me. Or you could use my podcast music if you like.
Well, what is your podcast music?
It's rock. It's just one of those generic things that you can get the license for so you can publish it on YouTube or whatever. Use whatever you want.
Okay. I got you. So, I know you got some stuff you want to talk about today, so why don't you kick it off and let's go.
Yeah, so last time we were talking about panting the gun and tilting your head, and we never really got through that. So what happens with tilting your head is kind of interesting. We're used to walking around upright all the time, and that's how we view and process the world. And as soon as you tilt your head to the side, it kind of shakes that up a little bit. We have this fluid in our eyeballs, vitreous fluid, and when your eyeballs move, there's actually some inertia from that fluid that causes your eyeballs to basically bounce or move around after you've tilted your head. The other thing that happens is our inner ear balance sort of has to compensate, and that takes a little bit of time. So that makes our eyes jump around after we've tilted our head. So if you're in a lean and you can keep your head upright, you're going to be able to shoot a lot sooner. So if you do have to tilt your head, sometimes we have to because it's just too hard of a lean and you can't see the target. So if you do have to, depending on the degree of head tilt, it actually adds anywhere from 0.3 seconds to half a second, depending on how far you have to tilt your head. Now, if you do have to tilt your head, you want to still keep the gun upright if possible. And the reason for that is because it changes the trajectory of the bullet when you cant the gun. And what I mean by that is basically tilting the gun to the left or tilting the gun to the right. So if you think about tilting a gun to the right, now the barrel is in a different position. If you picture it taking the circumference of a circle. So tilting it to the right, you've gone about a quarter of the way or so through that circumference. So now the bullet is going to go down and right because the barrel is down and right from where it normally is. If you tilt it to the left or cant it, now it's going to be down and left. So another interesting thing is if you're tilting your head to the left, it's actually your right eyeball that moves a lot more. If you're tilting your head to the right, then it's your left eyeball that moves a lot more. So for a person who is right eye dominant, it's going to be a lot easier for you to do a right lean than a left lean. And mechanically with our bodies, that's easier as well, because you're holding the gun in your right hand as your dominant hand. So it's easier to get that around the wall than to have to go around to the left, where that's the gun in your hand and it's harder to clear that wall. Interesting stuff with the eyeballs. Moral of the story, keep your head upright, keep the gun straight up and down, vertical, as much as you can. You there, Bill?
I'm sorry, your guy Mike, I'm sorry, I was cracking knuckles and I muted it because I didn't want that to go over.
Okay. I bored you to death.
No. Actually, your guy Mike at Fieldcraft Survival. And I've talked about this, but a lot of these guys now, a lot of these tactical types are doing this thing where, especially with optics, they're bringing the gun up. They're not moving their head at all. And they're trying to bring the gun up and catch the sight. And then once they have the sight picture in face or in eye or whatever, however we want to put it, once they've acquired the sight picture, then they extend the gun out there and they start engaging targets. They're starting to modify their draw.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what do you think of that?
I think they probably do that because it makes it easier to maneuver inside of a building in close quarters.
Right.
It's a little more retracted, so it helps you get around walls and, you know, move into a room a little easier.
That's interesting. But, I mean, so...
You're talking about shooting retracted, right?
No, I'm talking about it as part of the draw. They're coming up. Now, with the draw stroke, everybody's got their arms bent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Till such a time as they're... And a lot of people do it different ways. They put their support hand on their chest and they come up and catch it. With Steve, Steve doesn't actually drive it as he so much sort of floats it out there. But
Are
I've
you
been
talking
seeing,
about with a pistol or a rifle?
Pistol.
Oh, with a pistol. I was talking about a rifle. I'm sorry.
Well, your guy, Mike, once again, he does the same thing with a rifle. He brings the optic up to his eye rather than canting his left, right, down, up. He's bringing the optic up to where it hits him in the eye, you know, to where it actually crosses his field of vision.
Yeah, that's typically what you're supposed to do. So here's the thing. If you're shooting iron sights, you're going to bring those sights up to your line of vision. You're not going to bring your head to the sights. You're bringing the sights to your head.
Right.
That makes sense. You bring the sights up to your line of vision. And with iron sights, they are pretty close to flat on the slide, right?
Right.
What you're seeing with Steve, I'm guessing you saw him while he was shooting a red dot or some sort of optic.
Something like that.
So the reason there's a difference is the top of the optic, let's say it's 2 inches above the slide. So now when you draw, instead of bringing the top of the slide to your line of vision, you're bringing the top of the optic to your line of vision. And if you bring the dot itself straight to your line of vision without floating it, it's really hard to find the dot, and you end up doing like a little wrist roll trying to find that dot, where instead if you draw to the top of the optic and then float up the last 2 inches of your draw, now you're using a gross motor skill to find the dot instead of a fine motor skill. You're using your whole arm.
Right.
So you draw to the top of the optic, float it up the last 2 inches, makes it way easier to find your dot.
Okay. I was just curious about that. And I tell you what, we are coming up on the first break, so please tell everybody how to find the podcast. And what is the podcast called?
Yes, the podcast is 180 Firearms Training Podcast, available on YouTube. My YouTube channel is Keita Bussey. Got 20 episodes lined up so far. We're kind of getting into it. Good stuff. But definitely give it a listen. Give me a like and subscribe if you enjoy it.
Yep, she can. You know, she has to have X amount of subscribers, X amount of hours watched in order to get to certain places with YouTube. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. We'll be right back.
Check them out at DeSantisHolsters.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. So, where would you like to go now?
Well, I know you wanted to talk about SHOT Show a little bit.
I wanted to talk about SHOT. I do want to talk about it. Now, Keita at SHOT Show is interesting to watch because Keita knows a lot of people. And in 2020, when we were both there, Keita was bringing a steady stream of really good people to my booth for me to interview. And it was stupendous. I couldn't have done it better if I'd paid her. She was just that good. And when you're out there, now you do, I know that you're like, well, I'm in it for my buddies. But at the same time, the whole idea of what you do there, you look at it as just hanging out with your buddies, but you're actually networking, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Always networking. But, you know, like you said, I know a lot of people. The people in the industry are my friends. So it's more like networking for me is kind of like I get to go to dinner with my friends and just hang out. Makes it fun.
Well, so then the question becomes for me, right? Now, one of the things for you is that you got to be 18 years old to go to SHOT Show. So when I met you at
the NRA show,
when Steve Fisher introduced us, you had Pixie with you, and there literally is no age requirement at the NRA show.
Right.
And so when you go there, it has to be a load off your mind that you don't have to leave her with anybody to do that and in order to do that. So my question becomes, considering the expense, the individual expense that you go, I mean, what I know what I go through to go to SHOT Show. Is SHOT Show necessary?
I think some people need it more than others. Yes and no. I mean, it's really important to make those connections. And it's that one time a year that everyone is all in the same place at the same time. And you can set up meetings with either sponsors you currently have and you just want to touch base with them or renew a contract or go over whatever details you need to discuss. Or if you want to branch out and meet someone new or learn about a company that maybe you were curious about or didn't even know existed. It's great for spreading information. And there's nothing quite like that face-to-face meeting to get to know someone. You can get an email from a shooter that says, hey, will you sponsor me? I do this, 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 and this. And someone can look great on paper, but you just don't like them in person. Or maybe it's the other way around. And you meet them and you're like, this person has to be on our team.
So, have you ever had anything happen at a SHOT Show? because of a SHOT Show, where you've gone out and you've made a really good key connection that you just simply could not, you wouldn't make otherwise.
Oh, I thought you meant at the parties.
Well, you know, and here's the thing, and this is the thing that we need to point out about SHOT Show. Now, at SHOT Show, especially with me, if I go around with a bunch of business cards and I go around to a bunch of booths and I pass out my business card and I say to them, I really would like for you to support my radio show and sponsor my show. SHOT Show can notify, or that particular booth can notify the NSSF, and the NSSF will track me down, and they will accuse me and basically tell me that I've been caught briefcasing, as they call it. And then not only will they get me kicked out of SHOT Show, they will probably get me kicked out of the hotel I'm staying in.
Yes, as well. I have seen things like that happen before.
And in that, when Keith is talking about the parties, SHOT Show cannot control what goes on, because SHOT Show officially ends, what, at 5:36 p.m. local time in Las Vegas?
Right.
So at 6 p.m., This is when the really unbridled business stuff starts happening. And it does happen under the guise of parties, so to speak. And, you know.
And they do get kind of wild.
Yeah. I can only imagine some of the deals that are struck verbally that never, you know, somebody calls, hey, you remember when we was at the party and you told me that you would spend $1 million on me? Well, listen, remember, I was the one with the funny hat, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I met you. It wasn't a SHOT Show, it was the NRA show, but same kind of thing. I mean, when you're rolling through the show with your posse and everyone knows everyone, I mean, if you don't know someone, someone in your group is going to introduce you.
Right. Right. That's the thing. And, but I mean, you could only do that kind of business at SHOT Show after SHOT Show official hours. Whereas at the NRA, you could walk around with a placard front and back, one of those sandwich signs that people used to walk around in saying, I am key to let me train you. And nobody's going to say anything to you about it.
Yeah, so most of my deals have happened over dinner or at one of the parties. It's pretty rare to actually have something happen on the floor for the reasons you mentioned. But if I do have some deals I want to work and I kind of have an idea of who I want to meet with, what I'm going to do is schedule out meetings during the day at SHOT Show. And then we basically go into a private meeting room where we can set everything up. If it's something that we already kind of have planned, we already know we want to be working together, then that's how that works.
Right.
The ones that happen on the fly usually end up being the biggest deals and the most fun, and those are the ones that happen over dinner or at parties.
Tragic. It's just tragic. We're coming up on the next break. What's the website?
180firearmstraining.com is the website. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at 180 Firearms Training. The podcast is on YouTube, Keita Bucky channel. It's called 180 Firearms Training Podcast.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed is signaling it will likely raise rates in March, the first hike in 3 years. As far as what those rate hikes mean to you, Mark Zandi is a chief economist with Moody Analytics. He tells CNN,
the higher rates, you know, they will start to bite. You know, already we're seeing the impact on mortgage rates. You know, if you go back a month ago, you could get a 30-year fixed-rate loan, that's kind of the bread-and-butter loan, for less than 3%, record low. Now it's 3.6%. 3.6, 3.7%, which is incredibly low by any standard except the recent period, but that's up a lot. So people can't refinance, and it's going to get harder to buy a home at those mortgage rates. And we're still going to see credit card rates start to rise and other consumer auto loan rates start to rise.
New home sales jumping 12% in December. The median price was $377,000. USA Radio News. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is set to retire. The 83-year-old was nominated by President Bill Clinton and has been on the court since 1994. As far as if Breyer is being forced out by some of those on the left, Garrett Gentry is a former advisor to Neil Gorsuch.
So I think the idea that Justice Breyer is being forced out by the left, obviously there's pressure from a number of left-leaning groups, and I think even some members of Congress calling on him to, you know, step aside to give President Biden an opportunity to pick a new nominee, especially with the midterm elections coming up. And if it goes in favor with, you know, the Republicans, it could have been held up even longer. But the idea that a Supreme Court justice would be pressured by billboards and some tweets, I think, is kind of ridiculous.
Meanwhile, President Biden saying he'll be glad to talk about that pending retirement once it's made official by Breyer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. I want to ask you a question because I've been seeing a bunch of things happening, and I'm just curious. With gun belts, especially with females. I see a lot of females that run a gun belt that has no buckle at all. It's just basically a big, long Velcro loop, and they wind it around themselves until they run out of winding it around, and they've got everything set up on top of that. Are we seeing a change in competition, and might that change, you think, translate over into people carrying guns later on down the road?
Are you talking about the Velcro inner and outer belt, like what we use in competition?
No, not the kind where
something
you...
something different?
I'm just talking about the belt itself where, you know, you put it on. It looks like a Velcro inner or outer belt, sort of, because it's basically hook on loop. You know, one side is hook, one side is loop. And they just start winding it around each other. But there's no buckle and there's no inner belt. I see a lot of women using these primarily because they're wearing leggings when they are training. Unless they have an inner belt on the leggings, and I just never see that because they have so many layers of belt wound around it.
If it's not the Velcro competition belt, then I'm not sure what it is that you're talking about. Personally, when I wear leggings, I have my prototype leggings that my mom made for me under my instruction. They actually have elastic Velcro that is sewn right through the leggings, and there are belt loops that go over that Velcro, and then I just put my outer Velcro belt right on that inner Velcro. And I can never forget my inner belt because it's attached to my pants.
What do you think of that system? Is that a good system to run with?
I love my system. I'm not sure what you're referring to, but I would not be, even if you had an inner belt with no belt loop, it's going to move all over the place on leggings.
See, that's what I was thinking. That was one of the things that I was thinking when I saw this, and I was like, there's just no way that can be. Because the purpose of the inner outer belt, or any gun belt really, is to stabilize whatever you've got on it, right?
Right. Yeah, that does not sound stable to me.
Not to me either.
I would not run that.
Gotcha. Now, what kind of belt do you run?
I use the double alpha inner outer Velcro. It's really thick and rigid.
Now, what kind of belt would you recommend for a heavyweight like me? See, Kita, if you've never seen a picture of Kita Bussey after all this time, if you have not been interested in looking at Kita Bussey, Kita has the kind of figure where to wear her, I don't even,
I'm waiting for this one. You don't overflow
the top of your pants. I completely overwhelm the top of my pants currently. I'm working on it, though. Been riding a bike for a month now. How about that?
That's awesome.
What kind of a belt do you recommend for people like us who are heavier than we want to be, but we want to have a belt that is a good belt to run? And let's just say we're going to run it as a belt through the loops.
I still like the Velcro system. I mean, you can use it for concealed carry as well as competition, but I still like Mean Jean leather with the quick release buckle for concealed carry.
Right. I've asked him to make me a belt, and for that reason, I think I may have a belt in the works. But I don't know. I need to call him and ask him about it.
No, I think you would like the Velcro system. As long as you get the really thick, rigid one, you can still use that to conceal carry. And it's pretty easy to take off and put on.
Yeah.
But I do like his quick release system. So if I'm shooting competition, I'm using the Velcro inner and outer. If I'm concealed carrying, I'm using the Mean Jean leather with a quick release belt buckle.
Appendix carry, right?
Correct.
You appendix carriers are some of the most, how should I put it? Not arrogant. Because only so many, I can't appendix carry. Confident, yeah. Because it's a quick draw. That's the quickest draw, isn't it, appendix?
Oh, yeah. Pixie can draw from appendix carry from concealment in 0.8 seconds. She could do that when she was 12.
Bigger sigh. So, the reason I was asking you that is, like with automobiles, a lot of the race car technology eventually winds its way down into the factory built cars.
Yeah.
The race industry is a really good R&D platform to figure out what's going to work and what isn't going to work, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of it has to do with suspension and brakes and some other things, but not just the run of the mill cars, but things that they can use that they can readily adapt to a normal automobile that's for the street.
Right.
Now, with guns, for example, the traditional race gun, which has a big charging handle on it and a compensator that's 4 feet long and mm-hmm. a optic that looks like a big mirror, you know, mirror on the wall, those are not readily going to be able to translate into a civilian carry, maybe on a smaller scale. But some of the stuff like the belts and the holsters, I've sort of always fully expected to see that happen. And as of yet, I haven't seen that happen. And you got about a minute to reply to that, and then we can finish this up on the other end of that break if you want.
Well, I have seen that Mean Gene makes a wraparound Velcro belt with no buckle that's made out of leather, which looks just like the inner-outer Velcro belt we use in competition.
Right.
But ours are not made of leather, some other sort of material. But he actually has that in leather that you can buy from his website. So, what? In a sense, I suppose it has.
Yeah. But that's Mean Gene.
And
that's because Mean Gene has been influenced by people like Kita Bussi. So, but what about any other purveyors out there? Some people don't like leather. Some people don't like nylon. Of course, they go to Mean Gene. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I really haven't seen it a whole lot either.
I would have sort of expected that. I would have sort of expected to see that. Maybe this is where you come in now, Kita. Maybe you swoop in and start the Kita Bussi Equipment Company and clean up.
Well, I really want to make leggings for women.
There you go. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. Talking to Kita Bussi, the weaponized woman. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Keita Bassi, she is the weaponized woman. And I'd sort of posed a question to you before the break, and I knew you didn't have a whole lot of time to respond to it. Do we need to move on, or did you respond to it?
I responded to it to the best of my ability. I really haven't seen a whole lot of carryover either.
Right. So what would you expect the now in the competition realm? Where is the trend on the competition realm nowadays? Because it used to be anybody who was everybody had a compensated 38 Super 1911, and that was the competition gun. And now that has changed. That's switched over. And now they have various classes for various. I don't want to call them disciplines because they're all handguns for the most part. But there's some handguns that are more equal than others. Now, with yours, which is factory, your gun has no modifications at all, right?
One of them does have a trigger job. The other one does not.
Trigger job is allowed?
Yes.
Okay. So, with the...
I have not shot the one with the trigger job yet in competition.
Gotcha. And why is that? I just have a curiosity.
I just got it. I bought it from a friend who had the trigger job done, who's switched platforms, and I didn't have any time left in the season.
So is it another Shadow 2?
It is. So okay. It's a good idea to have two guns for competition, so if something breaks, you can switch to your backup gun.
Right. I agree.
So I got a backup gun, which I might end up liking better than my stock gun.
Now, the thing about the factory gun, like with the Shadow 2 is a fairly sizable pistol.
Yes.
Not really one that could conceivably... Well, I guess it could be carried, but it's going to be an outside-the-waistband gun. It's definitely... Would you consider carrying that inside the waistband?
I don't think I could.
Right. It sort of looked like you had, were trying to conceal a baseball bat, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have to go down my pants leg.
Yeah, but I mean, it still would be like trying to conceal a box of Wheaties.
Pretty much.
Right? I mean, unless you wear shirts that look like I don't know, flowing caftans.
Right.
Anyway, is there ever going to be, do you think there will ever be a class for carry guns? Or is there a class for carry guns already, and I just don't know about it?
Do you mean just talking about the different guns available for concealed carry?
Well, like, the, you know, so, like, is there a competition class where the you carry the SIG P365?
Yes.
Which I have one here. And I know it's a pretty good gun. But is there a class where that is a gun that is used in competition?
Not in competition, no.
Well, you say that like there's sort of a...
It can be... Okay, so you can use it, but there would be... It would not be advantageous to use it. So they did change the rules not terribly long ago, where they basically removed the hip bone rule. The hip bone rule is your gun and magazines needs to be behind the front point of your hip bones.
Right.
In order to shoot production. It took away that rule because if somebody wanted to shoot their carry gun in competition, well, they just got bumped to open because of the hip bone rule. They can't carry appendix.
Right.
So that's not really competitive shooting against open shooters with a concealed carry weapon. So they changed the rule, and now, yes, you can shoot with your carry gun in production and be more competitive.
So, do people actually get out there and, like, frisk you to make sure where your hip bone is?
They used to, but now
really?
That rule is gone. They still do it in IPSC, but not USPSA.
Okay.
So I still have my rig set up with everything behind my hip bones just because I do shoot a lot of international matches. So it's just easier for me to keep everything the same.
Hmm. Okay. That's interesting. So, I know, like, there's various, like the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation. Have you ever shot in one of those?
I have not. I've heard a lot of good things.
I've never shot in one of them either. And I guess it has to be because I just haven't ever done it. I'm not competitively minded. That sort of passed me by. But now they carry and shoot every Glock known to man. From the 26 and up, little small stubby guns. So, is that where somebody, I guess, would go if they wanted to shoot carry guns? Would it be like something like the GSSF?
Well, you can shoot a carry gun for anything you want to.
Right.
It doesn't give you any competitive advantage. I have people shoot the carry guns in my class.
Now, that has to be interesting because your class is sort of set up as a competition movement class. Am I correct?
Yes, they shoot their carry guns in competition.
So.
But that is very rare.
Why is that very rare?
It's just harder to be competitive with a smaller, snappier gun that's concealed inside your clothes.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. So with that, knowing that, you know, it is not, you lose any advantage you might have to the smaller, snappier gun. Why do you think so many people look at the smaller, snappier guns as the perfect carry gun?
Because they're easier to conceal. And they're not so heavy, it's easier to carry it on your person.
Are they less shootable? Okay. Okay. I still get fun comments from my SIG P365, a gun I will not carry. Mm-hmm. Video. So I'm not one to sit back and say I'm going to do the lowest common denominator when it comes to what I'm going to carry. I'm just not going to do that.
And that's one of the mistakes actually on my list that a lot of new gun owners make is they'll buy a gun that doesn't fit their hand, or they can't access the controls properly, they can't grip the gun and reach the trigger, or whatever it may be, or maybe the slide can't cycle because their hands are so big and the gun is so small that their thumbs are actually, they can't even keep them off the slide.
Right. Right, right. Well, we're about to run out of time, so before we do that, let's just make sure we cover all the bases. So, what is the website?
180firearmstraining.com. If you want to set up a class or order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, email me. My email is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. The podcast, 180 Firearms Training Podcast, is on YouTube. The site is Kita Bussi. You can find my playlist of the 180 Firearms Training Podcast there. Please like and subscribe if you enjoy it. You can also find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram as 180 Firearms Training.
And the podcast is called?
180 Firearms Training Podcast.
And there you have it. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Bill.
You get it. You got it. I'll talk to you soonish.
All right. Bye.
Coming up next is going to be Kirk Foreman from Arrow Precision. I'll talk about SHOT Show and what they had coming out at Arrow Precision. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.